So when dealing with the chiyuv to go ahead and say tefillas derech when traveling, so it's important to bear in mind when going through the practical applications, when and where one is obligated to say tefillas derech. There are really two concepts one has to establish, clearly, you know, figure out where one's holding to establish the chiyuv. And that is, first and foremost, is the trip itself, the entirety of the trip, one which is mechayev tefillas derech. And a separate question, assuming the trip is one which is mechayev, one has to go ahead and say tefillas derech, where along that trip is the ideal place to say tefillas derech. And both of those, the first place we have this, the basic concepts here, before the practical applications and deciding in real life how we apply these concepts, the basic rules are as follows. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says one line. When does one daven? Amos Matzli, Amr Yaakov, Amr Chista, Mishosh Malach Baderech. When does one daven? Mishosh Malach Baderech. When you're already on the road. So everybody agrees, one does not say tefillas derech when you're still in the city. You have to leave the city and be on the road. Ad kama, until what point? Amr Yaakov, Amr Chista, Ad Parsa. You can say tefillas derech until a Parsa. A parsa, in practical terms, more or less, different shirim, according to different place, it's roughly 4 kilometers. The Gemara says you can say tefillas derech until 4 kilometers. What does it mean you can say tefillas derech until 4 kilometers? What does it mean? So the basic machlokes here between Rashi and the vast majority of other Rishonim. Rashi understands this to mean that the entire concept of tefillas derech is when you're setting out on a trip, and therefore you can only say tefillas derech for the first 4 kilometers of the trip. If you pass the first 4 kilometers, at that point and on, one cannot say tefillas derech at all. One's traveling 1,000 kilometers. Once you pass that first zone of 4 kilometers outside the city, you can no longer say tefillas derech. The other Rishonim, the vast majority of Rishonim, learn quite a different approach. And they say it has nothing to do with when you should be saying tefillas derech, discussing how long your overall trip is. And they say a trip which has, from the beginning starting point, from the outside perimeter of the city, to the perimeter of the city where your destination is, where you're headed to, if the entire trip encompasses more than 4,000 amos, you would say tefillas derech. And the Gemara is not discussing when you should say it. The Gemara is merely saying how much of a trip requires tefillas derech. If you have one which is greater in length than 4 kilometers, that means anytime you're traveling, let's say you were traveling from here to traveling to New York, and you remember that you're 85% of the way there, and you realize that you didn't say tefillas derech. So up ahead of you, you still have 4 kilometers to go. So you, even though you've basically completed your trip, you still have a trip of 4 kilometers to go. That's still a significant trip till your destination. And according to the most of the Rishonim, one would have to say tefillas derech even in that scenario. Now, how do we paskin? So Mikra Halachi paskin like the Rishonim. The Gemara is discussing how long the trip has to be. So a trip which is greater than that amount is chayv in tefillas derech. A trip which is less than four kilometers, one is not obligated to. If one would like to say tefillas derech, you can go ahead and say without a bracha at the end. The bulk of tefillas derech is a tefillah. You can say tefillah if you like. The bracha at the end, one cannot say if it's not that far. It's important to point out that many places can hold as well. So once traveling, let's say you leave Montreal and you go out 2 kilometers out of the city, and you're making coming back on the same day, it's a round trip, and your total trip will include more than 4 kilometers. That as well, the sum total of your trip is 4 kilometers, even though you haven't gone 4 kilometers from your city. Now, however, the Ramah points out that we should bear in mind that Rashi's opinion is still something to be reckoned with, and therefore, lechatchila, we take into account Shitas Rashi, and that means that lechatchila, we try to say tefillas derech within the first 4 kilometers out of the city. So again, you have to establish first what the outside of the city is. Generally, in halakha, the outside city means you go to the last house on the outskirts. From the last house, you measure 70 and two-thirds amis, which is, let's say, 140 feet. Really not that much at all. When you go beyond 140 feet from the last house in the city, that is the end of the city. By the way, if you think about it, a lot of places in big cities, there are divides within the city where you have very large highways or intersections. It's very possible, even though we consider something to be one city, the boroughs, which the boroughs within one city, then halacha is very likely that you have many, many cities all comprising one unit in our perception, but in reality, it's many, many different cities. Any point beyond leaving those 70 and two-thirds amis, you can say it before that, beyond that point, you have the lechatchila 4 kilometers to say tefillas derech. If you go beyond that point, beyond the 4 kilometers, it's not lechatchila fi Rashi, it's not lechatchila, but one can say that tefillas derech until you reach, again, the final 4 kilometers of the trip. One side note here, even though the way we calculate the four kilometers is simply in distance. No matter how you're traveling, you're flying, you're driving, you're flying, 4 kilometers goes very, very fast. Whatever the case may be, 4 kilometers is 4 kilometers, and the unit we're using here is simply a measure of distance. However, there are a number of Sadis of Paiskim who maintain that the way we measure for this shear of Parsa is according to the time it takes to travel for Parsa, which would be roughly, most Paiskim, 18 minutes up to a mil would come out to 72 minutes of travel. That would mean a very practical enough community here in our community. If you travel from here to Trout Lake, I would think most people will get there in less than 72 minutes. So according to most Ashkenazi Paiskim, we're going with distance. If you're going more than 4 kilometers to get there, you're certainly even clear to say tefillas derech. I question exactly where the ideal spot would be, how to calculate that, but you certainly would say tefillas derech. However, according to those who follow the Sadish Paiskim, who hold as a measure of distance, if you're merely traveling to Trout Lake and you're not coming back, you haven't traveled more than 72 minutes, hopefully, in a normal scenario, and therefore, once you're not tefillas derech with the bracha, and again, unless one's coming back as well, in which case, you'd have more than the required amount.